Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I wanted to just touch bases and, you know, wish you well and let you know how things are going for me. You know, it's been a little interesting with the seasonal change and the weather being so, it's just been unexpected, and we're making it through. Praise God, we are all making it through. I was thinking today of, you know, just the joy that I'm feeling, you know, seeing that we are starting to see a little bit more good news. You know, on the, what we call it, the media circuit, right? And so, you know, as I was sitting and thinking and pacing my breath, it dawned on me that, you know, this is what we should see more of. You know, there are still sprinklings in of negative occurrences and, you know, other issues. But on a bright side, you know, we are seeing people come together in beautiful ways and share positivity, which is ultimately my goal. And so, you know, I'm not always in a position to do that because of my health challenges. But, you know, I kind of balance it. So some days I don't see so well, but I can breathe. So on those days, I do my talking. Some days I don't breathe so well, but I can see a little better. And those days I will do my my writing and my other creativity. Because I found that as long as I can create beauty in some format, that I feel better and my soul feels free. And I think that is the key to all of us living a more joyful life, is just finding out what makes your life happy and what makes your heart sing. And, you know, it could be coloring. I have a niece that likes to do adult coloring, and you know, it's always awesome because she'll share them with me. And I remember one day I was thinking, oh, I need a cape because I want to feel like Superwoman for the day. And you know, maybe a half hour later, she sends me this colored page of it was a cape. It was hilarious. And so it was really cute to think about how the universe kind of met our two hearts and, you know, presented this color drawn cape. And I think it was one of the first times she'd ever sent me anything like that. And so, you know, my page, our family Facebook page, which is, you know, the same name, Poetry from the Heart by C. Melita Webb, is where we as a group share, you know, positive messages of love and encouragement, and we coordinate with other people. My amazing narrator of my first four books, Autumn Woods, also coordinates on that page too. And she is an amazing vocalist, an extremely talented artist. And she's someone that I think if you checked her out, you would really enjoy what she does as well. She has a podcast, which is called, which I think is just beautifully named, and it's Lost in the Woods, where she actually retells fairy tales to more with an adult flair and with her amazing voice talents. So, you know, that's always something good to listen to. And then her husband writes, and she does too. And so I think what she ended up doing recently was sharing some original fairy tales, and I'm a little behind, so I've got to get over there and listen soon. On my side of the world, you know, it gets kind of daunting sometimes when I cannot find a way to create. And it kind of feels like it feels like this wall goes up on me, and it becomes kind of sad. And so when I have these days where I can breathe and I can see, I just put as much goodness into the world that I can. And so, you know, sometimes there's I say something wrong, I cannot see how to go back and change it. Forgive me. I know you understand my intention. And sometimes, you know, when I'm not seeing as well, I speak it into my iPad, and then I allow Grammarly to go through and catch whatever the errors are. But the problem is it doesn't catch where certain things should be capitalized. So it's always interesting to see what it is that I've got going for the day. And, you know, sometimes I just smile and I say, thank you, Lord, because I got something done for the day. And, you know, I think that that's got to be our goal, is to be okay with what we're able to create and our limitations, and at the same time to continue to try to grow those limitations so that we can feel better about life. I think that when you create things and you're able to see something, that it gives you more solace and maybe even some more confidence about life. So, you know, today's thought really is just simple. It's just find your place to shine in the world and, you know, create some beauty. And if it's not something you want to share, that's fine. But I think that the ability to create is powerful, and it's healing. And, you know, you deserve more joy in life. So whatever you're doing, think about what you'd like to do. Think about what you enjoyed doing as a child, and find a way to bring that back into your life. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and an amazing evening of peace. Go and find something to make your heart happy. All right, until we speak again, goodbye.